The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. The Spartans are 0-3 in conference play and 2-4 overall. Michigan State visits Maryland on Saturday, a 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Okay, I'll take some questions. Thank you.
Sounds good. We'll do that now.
To ask a question, press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, there are no questions in the queue following 2 prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Dan Murphy, ESPN.com.
Hey, Mark, you mentioned before the 2012 team that went through some growing pains sort of laid the groundwork for the success you guys have had the past few years. I'm wondering if that's a motivation for your seniors and veterans now to make sure they shore up that foundation and whether they've talked at all about kind of leaving things with the culture in the right way.
Absolutely. I'm sure our players are all talking amongst themselves, and we certainly talk with them about, you know, where we go from here, you know, what's the next step. But, you know, it's hard to win football games. You know, it's difficult. You know, and there's a very fine line between winning and losing sometimes, and I think sometimes you have to look back a little bit and say, okay, how do we do in 12 relative to what happened in 13, 14, and 15? And, you know, 9 months ago, you know, we're playing for a Big Ten championship. So those type of things have to remain in our mind, at the back of our minds, to help us understand that this is a doable situation. So so we'll remain confident. We'll look forward to going to Maryland this Saturday night and starting to flip things.
What lessons do you take from that 2012 season when you look back on it, or what do your players take away?
Just a lot of the same things, you know, just some frustration. We were in the games and we'd lose the games at the end or something of that nature. You know, there were obviously, it's a different team, a different scenario. There was different things going on that football team in terms of, you know, how we were playing defensively or offensively, mm-hmm. and those type of things. But at the end, you know, it was a football team that you know, had to push it to get to a bowl game. But then after that, you know, we won the bowl game and we moved forward, much like Nebraska's doing this year. Mm-hmm. Last year was a tough year. Won their bowl game, and is, I think now they're 5-0.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question is from Adam Bickers, todaysyou.com.
Hey, Mark. Dan kind of mentioned it a little bit already, but I was kind of curious just about the reflection, kind of self-reflection, as far as, you know, what you think about it. You've never lost 4 in a row at Michigan State, you know, 54 points from Northwestern.
For myself, you're breaking up a little bit, but just for myself, I've always felt like, you know, you're never really too far away from winning, and you're really never too far away from losing. It's we've won a lot of games very close here. You know, a close game is 7 points, even 10 points, even 14 sometimes. So, you know, it goes both ways. We've won some football games here where we've won on the last play of the game. We've had 3 turnovers overturned by replay officials. Those make a difference. I'm not saying that they're wrong, I'm just saying that they've been overturned. So, you know, you go in one direction, you think you're sort of all hyped up, and then you don't get it. Sort of has in retrospect, it has a bearing on maybe your energy at that time. But there's a lot of different reasons why you win or lose a football game. What we've got to be able to do is go back to say, okay, this is what we have to do to win. This is where we're at. We're in a storm a little bit. This is where we're at. If you want to fix things, this is what you have to do. And that's everybody within this program. And so that's what we will do.
If you don't mind if I follow up, can you hear me clearly?
Yeah, I can.
Would you, I mean, personal challenges-wise, I mean, throughout your career, what can a year like this teach you? And again, you know, the 2012 thing, kind of the common factor there, but I mean,
oh yeah, I've been in this before. As if you coach long enough, you've been in it before. I remember at when I was at UC, and it was 2005, and we were having a tough year. And I looked out on the field and said, wow, we're playing Penn State, and we got seven true freshmen playing for us on defense. You know, well, inevitably, those seven true freshmen ended up playing in an Orange Bowl, winning the Big East Championship and those type of things. So you just keep working, keep drawing on your experience, keep working, whether you're a senior here or whether you're a freshman or in between. You keep working and you keep trying to remain positive. You have to remain positive. There is nowhere else to go. You know, I told our players the other day, hey, we're on a long road walking down a road. There's no place to stop and eat. You got to keep walking or running, but you know you're not going to turn back. You just going to keep going down the road. So that's what we will do. And sometimes that's a lonely road, but we're all here together on this. And you know it's especially difficult for the people within the program because of where we were. You know, 9 months ago, getting ready to play in the college football playoffs. So winning a Big Ten championship, those type of things. So this is not something we've been used to, but it's something that we have to deal with, and that's what we will do.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay. Thank you.